From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Terror in Egypt. Egyptian security officials quoted state-run media say 235 people have been killed by suspected militants in an attack on a packed mosque in the volatile North Sinai Peninsula. The government's MENA news agency reports authorities said extremists targeted the Al-Rada Mosque in the town of Bir al-Abed, west of the provincial capital of El Arish. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi took to the airwaves today and told his nation, "We are fighting this alone. Egypt is confronting terrorism on the region and the world's behalf. That is why all that is happening at the moment is an attempt to stop our efforts to confront terrorism." A witness reported that militants in a four-wheel drive vehicle opened fire inside the house of worship following an explosion. Emmerson Mnangagwa was sworn in today as Zimbabwe's president, ending 37 years of rule by Robert Mugabe, who resigned this week. VOA's Mariama Diallo reports.
With newspaper headlines marking the end of the Mugabe era, Zimbabweans are already moving on.
What happened before is past. What we need is forgive each other and build this country again and bring sanity and unity.
The new leadership should create jobs and employment. We do not expect the new leadership to be corrupt. That would disappoint people.
Former Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa told supporters that he needs help not just from the Zimbabweans, but from everyone after he's sworn in as president. The international community is pledging support for a new course after Mugabe's divisive and controversial rule.
That's Mariama Diallo reporting. This is VOA News.